WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks, buckle up. Welcome back to Everyday Stoicism, your daily dose of wisdom disguised as a seriously fun chat. I'm Dylan Brooks, and let's be real, life throws us curveballs faster than a major league pitcher. But here's the thing, we don't have to get knocked out by every pitch. We can learn to swing with grace, even when things get messy. Today, we're diving deep into the art of letting go. Ever feel like you're carrying around a backpack full of burdens? You know that feeling when you try to hold on to everything, and it starts to weigh you down? Yeah, me too. It's time to learn how to lighten the load. So, what does letting go really mean? It's not about just giving up or accepting defeat. It's about making a conscious choice to release things that no longer serve us. Things like grudges, past regrets, unrealistic expectations, even those pesky anxieties that keep us up at night. It's about recognizing that some things are beyond our control and focusing on what we can influence, our reactions, our choices, our attitudes. Think of it like this. Imagine your mind is a cluttered room. There are old books you've already read, clothes that don't fit anymore, and maybe even some dishes from last week's dinner party. Holding on to all that stuff just makes the space feel cramped and overwhelming, right? Letting go is like decluttering. It creates more room for the things that truly matter. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you master the art of letting go. 1. Identify your burdens. Take a good hard look at what's weighing you down. Write it down, journal about it, talk it out with a trusted friend. Once you know what's holding you back, you can start to tackle it. 2. Accept what you can't change. We all have things in our lives that we wish were different, past mistakes, difficult relationships, unexpected setbacks. But dwelling on them only keeps us stuck. Acceptance doesn't mean giving up. It means acknowledging reality and choosing to move forward. Think of it like a tree branch breaking during a storm. The branch itself is gone, but the tree still grows strong. 3. Focus on the present moment. Our minds have a knack for getting stuck in the past or worrying about the future. But true peace comes from being fully present. Practice mindfulness. Pay attention to your breath, your senses, the simple things around you. This helps us ground ourselves and appreciate what we have right now. 4. Practice gratitude. A grateful heart is a lighter heart. Take time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, no matter how small. It could be a warm cup of coffee, a beautiful sunrise, a kind word from a stranger. Shifting your focus to the positive can make a world of difference. 5. Let go with kindness. Letting go doesn't have to be harsh or abrupt. Practice compassion towards yourself and others. Forgive past hurts, release resentment, and choose understanding over judgment. Remember, everyone is doing their best, even when it doesn't always seem like it. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a high-powered lawyer who's been working herself to the bone for years. She's driven, ambitious, and incredibly successful, but she's also constantly stressed, exhausted, and feeling burned out. One day, she realizes that she's been holding onto so much anger from past workplace conflicts. These resentments have been eating away at her peace of mind. She decides to take a step back, acknowledge the hurt, and consciously choose to let go. It's not easy, but Sarah starts practicing mindfulness, focusing on gratitude and extending forgiveness. Slowly but surely, she feels lighter, more relaxed, and more present in her life. She realizes that success isn't just about reaching the top. It's also about enjoying the journey and finding peace along the way. Now, remember those key takeaways we talked about? Letting go is a practice, not a one-time event. It takes courage, self-awareness, and a willingness to change. But trust me, the rewards are worth it. By letting go of what no longer serves us, we make space for joy, growth, and deeper connections with ourselves and others. So, what's one thing you can let go of today? Start small. Maybe it's a grudge, an unhealthy habit, or even just that nagging worry about something out of your control. Ready to lighten your load and embrace a more peaceful life? Share this episode with someone who could use a little reminder to let go. And don't forget to subscribe and join the conversation on social media. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.